All days.
The two dots towards the top of the page. So the person sells his out of the chutz l'aretz. So he's out to the cheres. So Tanabanan, Hamercha Abdul the Chutz Laurits, Yatza the Kheris, the Torah gets Shechem Rav Hasheni. So the Chutz Laurits, when he's selling the Abbot to a Jew, So even before he takes him to Chutz Laurits, just the act of selling him to an owner who's going to take him to Chutz Laurits, he's freed. But the Mechira is a Mechira. He's owned by the Rav Hasheni. So the Rav Hasheni has to free him. It depends. Ketzad. Amarponi Abdi Michartiu Luponi Antuchi, that he's a person from the city of Antuchi, but doesn't say where he's living right now. And therefore it wasn't clear that when he made the Mechira, that the Mechira was for the purpose of taking him to Chutz Laretz. So then Lo Yotza. L'antuchi sheb antuchio is Yotza. If he writes in the language of the star, I'm selling it to so-and-so who is now in Antuchio, so that's clear that the point is that he's going to take him outside of Eretz Yisrael to Antuchio, and therefore Yotza L'cheres. Furthermore, Kasha Botanya, we have a different price that would seem to say that we need the opposite. That means if we say Lantuchi, we designate in the star that he's selling it to somebody who comes from such a city. It's only the Kanas applies, Minastam, the Kanas applies. The second brisa, if he says explicitly that who's going to be living in Eretz Yisrael, then it doesn't apply. And here we're saying the opposite. In the first brisa, we're saying the minastam, it doesn't apply. If it's clear in the language of the Mechira that he means to take him to Chutz Laretz, then it applies. In other words, we're grappling with how much what level of proof we need for his intent. He sold the Evan for the purpose of taking him to Chutz Laretz. He goes out free even before he takes him out. And because the intention is to do that, therefore there's a kanas. So it's not for taking him out, which is the kanas. It's for the intent of the mechira. So how do you prove what the intent is? So the second brisa says, "Vatanya mechartiu l'antuchi yotza, l'antuchi hashar belud lo yotza." Okay, so here the Braisa says only unless he says explicitly who's living here in Eretz Yisrael, we assume that the person is labeled Antuchi means intent is to take the Chutz Laretz. And the first Braisa says not like that. Some more says, Lo kasha, hodi isle beis Eretz Yisrael, hodi isle ushpiz Eretz Yisrael. So if he has a bias in Eretz Yisrael, then we, minastam, we can't assume his intent is to take the Chutz Laretz. He has two places that he lives. He has an Eretz Yisrael place and a Chutz Laretz place. Which one does he mean? So Lesson says explicitly that he's taking him to Antuchia, so then he doesn't go free. The Braisa, which says that he goes free. It's someone who doesn't have a house in Eretz Yisrael. He just has a place where he's right now, where he's being hosted. So Sibby says, "I plan to stay here and use him while I'm here in the Ushpiza." So he doesn't go free. Otherwise, he does. Right.
So we're postulating that he's purchased the Evan and we end up selling him before he leaves.
No, he comes back on a regular basis, and he always stays by a certain person, and he'll use the Eved. If he says explicitly that he's planning to use him here in Eretz Yisrael, then we say he means whenever he comes, he'll have this Eved available. But otherwise, we assume he's taking him with him to Chutz Laaretz. Right? And that's the case of Shpiza.
So
no, because the case of the house, we assume that he even doesn't say it explicitly, we assume he means to keep him here. Unless he's not explicitly, he's planning to take him. The first person says, Stam, there's no Yitzhak Kairos. If he says explicitly, I'm planning to take him to Chutz Laaretz, then there is. And the second one is the opposite. Stam, he's Yitzhak Kairos, because he doesn't have a bias here. Okay. So
what happens if he goes back and forth? I mean, what's that split where it becomes a problem?
Who goes back and forth?
We're talking about the owner, not the Eved.
I understand, but we're talking about if he's got this temporary place in Eretz Yisrael, we assume that maybe the Eved's staying in Eretz Yisrael. But if we had a Metzius where he was going back and the master with the slave,
he be Yitzhak Kairos.
Okay, even if it's
because he's
short time, even if it's 10% of the time, or
okay, I don't know, if he's selling him almanas, that part of his that he takes him to Chutz Laaretz, that would be problematic. I mean, that he takes him one time for a visit, that's the one, but if he takes it to live there, even if it's not full time, it would be Yitzhak Kairos. I'm not sure where you draw the line. Okay, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah has an interesting question. Ben Bobel Shanos Isa Beretz Yisrael. So he's from Chutz Laaretz, and he marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael. Hiknis Aloy Avadim Meshvachis, and part of her nedunya is that she had Avadim Meshvachis. B'dai Toy Lachzer, and he plans in the marriage to go back to Bavel. Okay. So, do we say that since we say that a husband's rights to Nichsa Ishtoi, he's like he has a status of a lekeach, which means he has first rights to the property vis-a-vis any other lekuches in the future. So it's going on the same malug. It's going on this, not Nichsa, somewhere it's going on the same malug. Okay. So the Baal status in Nichsa Malug is that he gets a status of a lekeach. So by the virtue of the marriage, it's as if she sold the Avadim Meshvachis to go to Chutz Laaretz. Now the more is like this. Now it's going on if they saw it, if they're in Barzal. That can more that Baal Benitzah Ishtoi is Lekeach Avid. That's going on. This in Malug. Okay, I'm not sure. So, because the next piece of Gemara is clearly going on the next in Barzal. Okay, so Tibor the Mandamer Hadin Ima, Tibor the Mandamer Hadin Ima. Okay, so a woman brings in Nichsei Son Barzal into the marriage. So next to Barzal, at the time of the marriage, they make a shuma of the value, and the husband has to give her back that value if he divorces her, whether the item went up in value or went down in value. So that's what's called Son Barzal, because they were Barzal, they were guaranteed. So that, in a certain sense, is like a Mechira. she's selling it to him at the time of the marriage at that price, and he owes her the money. He owns the item, and he owes her the money. Now, at the time of the divorce, she says, "You know," he says, "Here's the $500." He says, "I don't want the $500. I want my item back." So that whereas the machlok is whether hadin imoy or din imo, do we say that she has a right to get her item back? It wasn't a full-fledged mechira; really, was just giving him the right to it as long as they're married. And in the event of her dying first, or so the husband keeps it, but if he divorces her, he has to give it back. Or the pshat is no, he gets to keep it and he pays her the money. So the Gemara says that this shaila over here could be construed as a shaila whether you assume a din imoy or a din imo. So if you hold a din imo, so it's a mechira. So then the chara, it's a mechira. I mean, she sold it to him, as it were. He committed to a certain amount of value, which he will pay in the event of if he divorces her. We had din imo, which means even though mikra didn't really, that should be what happened, because now we're mafkia that because of Sheva Beis Aviyah, she has the right to take her items back to her Beis Aviyah, that these items shouldn't leave her Beis Aviyah if she's returning back to it. So they as it were, they weaken the mechira. So more, now the more is going to flesh it out. Tibela mandamar hadin imo. So kim hadin imo kidi dodami. So it's like she never sold them, because her raya, she takes them back at the end. So it's not a mechira. Adil mekim the meshab dilei the peiro kidi dodami. But the husband has all the usage of the evet, therefore it's like she sold it. So even though it's not a full bundle of five mechira, by virtue of the fact that she retrieves the item at the end, indicating she never really sold it, but all of the usage which was sold for all of that time is the equivalent of a sale with a repurchase right or something of that sort. So dinimoy means he keeps it, which means it's a mechira. By virtue of the fact that if he divorces her, he has to give it back, means unless he specifically claims that he wants to keep the item, she has the right to get it back, which means that she still maintains some type of ownership. So therefore, teku.
I mean, according to Svara, should it really matter whether it's a mechira or not? I mean, Melaisa, they're taking the Eved to Chutz La'aretz.
So we saw the Chazal set up the Knas in the in the event of a mechira. They didn't say, well, you know, Reuven owns an Eved and he decides to go to Chutz La'aretz, takes Eved with him and gets a Knas, he loses his Eved. But they didn't set it up like that. I'm not sure why. I would just venture a guess. I mean, that was a more common issue than the person. You know, they didn't travel like we travel. You know, they didn't pick up a move like we. Right? So, person lived in Eretz Yisrael, for the most part. And he might visit there one time, but that's not a problem. But then going back and forth, it wasn't. The more common case was that he would sell the Eved and the purchaser would be from a different place. So that was a more common case. So once they set it up like that, so we're now bound by the rules of the Takana. That'd be my guess, but that's just a guess. Zakrashi, the chutzlar, it's a fill of the Yisrael. So this mechira, the chutzlar, even though he's selling it to a Jew, but by the fact that he's selling the chutzlar and thereby being mefkia, the eved, from multiple mitzvahs, so gets a kenas. So just he writes in the language of the mechira that he's selling it to so and so who's an antuchi. So that could mean that he's living in antuchi, or mashma shenelu ben tuchia, or he was from antuchi. I think in Europe it used to be that people were called by their cities of origin. So a person was in Varsha, he was learning at Delz, he was called Yankel Varsha. So this is Beryl Antuchia. Well, Mashra Shanrela Bedar Ben Tuchia, it doesn't have to mean that he's living there now, therefore it's not conclusive, and therefore he doesn't go free. He didn't buy the Ebed with intent of transporting the Ebed there. And therefore, he doesn't go free. Even if he then subsequently took the Eved to Chutz Laaretz, it's not clear that he means to take him there. He just means he's going there for a visit and he's coming back. If he writes, the second verse says, the first verse says, but if he wrote, Lantuchi Shem Antuchia, he's buying the Eved for the purpose of then taking him to Antuchia where he lives. Luz Beretz Yisrael. So then it only doesn't go free if he said Lantuchi Shebelud. So it's a stira. So more answers. Hot Kali the plenty Antuchi Lo Yotza Ad the Omer Sheb Antuchia. Is the East Lay Lahai Antuchi by his Beretz Yisrael? So he has a place living in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not clear that he means to take him to Chutz Laaretz, unless he says explicitly Lantuchi Shebetuchia. But I told you Lantuchi Yotza, the second verse says that automatically he goes out unless he says explicitly in Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about. And therefore, if he says Lantuchi Shibalud, he doesn't go free. But if he says Lantuchi Stam, he does go free. He married her with intent to go back to Babel. Do we say that the woman is the equivalent of selling the Eved to Chutz Laaretz? Been assuming halal through the marriage. And therefore, yotza lecheres. Hello. To other man domer, machnasas shum lebala. So, woman introduced into the marriage shum, which means the dunya, that they made a shum on it. This look, there's no shuma, because it's irrelevant. She owns it, he uses it, at the end of the marriage, she gets it back, whatever value it is at that point in time. So there's no purpose of Shuma. All Shuma is always in a scenario of Nadunya, Sunbarzal, whatever you want to call it, where she's bringing something into the marriage and he's accepting it at a certain value and with a commitment to return it at that value. On the event of if he divorces her, Megirsha, then now he divorced her. He marries Kaylee on the hotel. She says, "I went back to Kli." Reimer, Dama Mini No Saint, Kemosh Shom Omli. I committed to a certain value. I'll pay that value, the amount of the Shuma. Like they did, based on the amount which we wrote up in the Ksuba that I'm responsible for this item. Some say that he wins. He took full responsibility of the value. So it's the equivalent of a mechira, and he owes him money. Now the mother owes dini ma. The mother says mishum shvach beisaviya, because that it's she has certain items which her family would be family heirlooms, family items. An eved could be an eved in the family. So as long as she's living there, so that becomes, as it were, an extension of her family. So the family's not makbar that these items should be there. But now that she's being divorced, she wants to retrieve these items back and take them back to her own blood relative family. So she has a right to do that. So the Mor says that, do you argue that since she takes it back, and therefore it's not considered a sale, because if he divorces her or she's widowed, she gets the item back. Do you argue? But meanwhile, the parish who mishubed behen lemalachto, but he has all rights to it now. And therefore, it's a mechira. So I just think the mishpat of the gemara over there is only because she's arguing. If she's agreeable, he should keep it. He has the right to keep it. So Pasha, the more could have argued over here that argument is like a mechira, because Betzim, he has a right to it. Just shrach beisaviya. Strengthens her claim, but mikra then belongs to him. From the fact that you need this shrach beisaviya argument is indicative of the fact that it wasn't really a mechira, that it really was a mechira. So just argue that it's sad that it goes to Paris because it's a mechira, not because he gets Paris. But she has a right to claim it back if she wants. The Kolzman, she doesn't do that, so that's where it would stay by him. I don't know. The Colonel of the Gufe, he doesn't really own it totally. The Amayis, a Megarish law, Hadri law, because if he dies, and she's widowed, or he divorces her, so the item reverts back to her control, as opposed to the Yorshim. Okay. Amar Bavo. Someone says, take it. Amar Bavo, suddenly Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I learned from Rabbi Yochanan the following. He taught me the following. Bryce, I guess. Evet yatsa acher rabba l'suryo. Umachar sham rabba yatsa l'cheris. So he followed, it sounds like he followed the master willingly. And so therefore the Yetziyah L'chutz Aretz was of his own volition. But the fact that the master then sold him there, that's selling the Eved to now live in Chutz Aretz. So therefore the Eved goes free. Versus Bahatani, but we have a different brayso that says Rebchia had a brayso that says Ibn Eschusay, by the virtue of the fact that the Eved left the Eretz so willingly, that he lost his right to be freed by being sold. Versus Lakasha, Kanshadas Rabbi Lachzer. So that which he went willingly in a case where the master intends to return, so the Eved did not agree to be live in Chutz Laretz, and now where the master sells him there in Chutz Laretz to someone in Chutz Laretz, the Eved goes free. Kan Kashen Das Rabbi Lachzer. And therefore, if the Eved went with the master under those circumstances, He lost his sus. And the Eved has a right to say to the master, I don't want to go to the Chutz Laretz. The master is moving to Chutz Laretz. Ain't that the Lachzer?
The Eved has a right to go to Beis Din and say, I refuse to go. And he chose not to exercise that right. He agreed to go. Okay. The Gemara says on that, Vatanya, Yotze Eved Acher Rabba the Surya. So the Eved follows his master. Where it says Loisagi Dolinofik, he has to go, but not a better Komatzian, which is as in Tzubis, that the a Komal and better Komatzian, that the there's a right to force somebody to join the partner to go up there to Israel. Better Komatzian, so a husband can force a wife to join him. And if she refuses, she loses her ksuva. A wife can force the husband to join her. And the same thing vis-a-vis an eved. So, en kol motzi'in, which means, but if to leave Eretz Yisrael, they can't force the other, if the woman refuses to go, she has the right to a divorce and he has to pay the ksuva. And vice versa, and the same thing by an eved. Okay, so the price can't mean Yotze that he has to go because he doesn't have to go. Okay, Ella Yotze Hebet Achar Rabbi. So the gears of the price has to be Yotze Hebet Achar Rabbi, the Surya. Umachar Rabbi Shom, and now they're in the he sold the Eved there in Surya. So Im Das Rabbi Lachser, if the intent of the owner was to come back, so the fact that the Eved joined the Odin doesn't mean anything. And then for now, when he sells the Eved there, that's considered doing the inappropriate act of selling his Eved to Chutz Lords. And then for Kavan of Southern, for we force the master to free the Eved. But remain Rasa Balachzer, ain't Kavan of Southern. But if the owner left Eretz Yisrael intending to resettle outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the Eved went along knowingly and willingly, so then the Eved lost his schus to go free when the master sells it. So that's a brisa. So the Vatanya over here is being Nichusa. And it's proving this point of this chiluk. Okay. Okay, let's see the Rashi. First of all, then the Surya Aram Soiva. So the Surya is also known as Aram Soiva, Kunzlorati Mechiris Abadim. So Surya is it's a hybrid land, which we give it some dinim like Eretz Yisrael. We got to be certain that we give it to the Chutz Lords. So it's Chutz Lords Hila Mechiras Avadim Ketanya Perkama Merch Avda the Surya Kemerchar the Chutz Lords. That the Fer Shabraisa that visibly Mechiras Avadim, it's like Chutz Lords. Yotze Lecheris, so he sells his Eved in while he's in Aram Tzoyva and he's in Surya. Yotze the Eved is freed. Alpha P Shiyotze Mitzchila Ladas, even though the Eved agreed to leave. We have mochi Eved. If the Eved would have protested, we'll have your Rabbi Motzi Chayif. The master can't force him to go. Because now in a Komal and Eretz Yisrael, going to come and see it. So that they can force the other one to join them, and they cannot force him to leave Eretz Yisrael. So that's Mishnah Dunei Gzeiros. That's a Mishnah in Ksuvos. Even though the Eved agreed. Still, when the master sells him, there he goes to the Chavis. And says, how? Terence says, Kancha das Rabba Lachser. Because Yotz Amanas Kain Yotz. When he left with intent to come back. Kim in the Macher, Habi Kimurcher, Meyarts, Chutz Lords. So then when he sells him there, since he was planning to go back, it's not like he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. And now when he sells him there, that becomes permanent. That's like selling him to Chutz Lords. Batanya Ben Yichus, so the Bryce that supports this din. Yotz Eved Acher Rabba Lachser. Now the language of Yotze Mashma Din Allah Evid Lot says Acharab Lusuya. He has to go. Uparak Lusagi Lo Nafik. He has to go. But to me, what's an on? I come and see you. So therefore, goes in Yotze Evid. So what happened? Ever Yotzach Rabbi Lusur, he followed the Odin. Machar Rabbi Shom. Fine. Now Rashi says that's the girsa which some people had in the Gemara to start with. So that's confusing. So Rashi explains. Before the we had this final version, have we seen in Haki the original girsa was different. Yotze Eved Achar Rabbi Lusur, Machar Rabbi Shom. So that was the original version. And the more interrupted, as it were, it said that the girsa doesn't make sense. L'shavke l'asuke l'kula masnisa ad the parche. So he didn't let him finish the whole saying over the whole braisa. He interrupted, whoever the show was interrupted and said that first part doesn't make any sense. So he changed the girsa to yotze. Im das rabba lakso, im kishi yotze amanas lakso yotze, if he left with intent to coming back. And now he sells him there. So then he has to free him. Okay.